Hello, hello. Welcome back to the It Ain't It Sis podcast.
We know you missed us.
You really did. I know you did.
Yeah, how could you not?
I know. So, therefore, since we're such inspirational people, we figured we'd kind of just start off this podcast with a nice little quote. Because, you know, I love my quotes. So does Sarah. So take it away.
All right, guys. You ready for this? We cannot become what we want by remaining what we are. That was by Max Dupree. Guys, let that just sink in.
That just hit my soul so hard. I'm almost dead.
What?
I don't know. It just felt good to say in the moment.
You know, I agree. And it's very applicable to our lives right now, which we will dive in deeper to. This was a big week, you guys.
It was a huge week. So, therefore, we kind of need to debrief a little, starting with just what we did surface level. What is one thing we did that was a big thing for both of us? We signed up for a half marathon.
Oh, yes. ladies and gentlemen, I didn't know where she was going with that. But yes, we're running a half marathon. This is going to be my third. And this is Sarah.
This is my first. I might actually die. I'm not a runner. I have tiny little chicken legs. They're not really chicken legs, actually. I have some meat on my bones. But yeah, Sarah is like a freaking gazelle. I, on the other hand, I'm like a freaking turtle.
No, you are not a turtle.
You know.
A cute turtle.
I'm a cute turtle. I have no shame in walking. I will definitely walk.
Well, no, I feel like you can definitely do it without walking.
I want to walk. I don't want to just have to endure that pain.
Okay, fair.
You know what? I'm just going to keep my eye on the prize, which is, I don't know, like all of the food I'm going to eat after.
Yeah. Ooh, let's get good brunch.
Oh, I am going to brunch my little heart out.
Yes. It's going to be really pretty, too. It's called the Encinitas Half, and it's like right on the water, right by the beach.
I know. I need to make a killer playlist. If anyone has some music suggestions, please let me know.
No, that is good. Yeah.
Yeah, because honestly, I'm excited for this little spiritual experience I'm going to have. I'm going to listen to my tunes. I'm going to be running on the beach. I'm going to be like feeling so great and hot, or at least I'd like to think so.
No, you will.
I know, I will. 100%. So will you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that is one big thing that is happening in both of our lives.
Yeah.
But it was also this chica's birthday, Sarah's birthday.
22, everyone.
She threw a rager.
Oh, yeah, my house.
Tell us about it.
About the party?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, it ended up being really fun, I think.
It was so fun. Honestly, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of tequila.
We made jello shots, but okay, I guess this is my advice. Don't hire me to make jello shots for your party, because apparently, I will kill you, apparently.
Apparently, they were very strong.
We followed a recipe online, and it was just, it was potent.
It was probably like a Pinterest mom trying to like have a little bit too much fun at the party, if you know what I'm saying. Just like poison everyone.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, we had a party. The guys ended up literally eating the cake in one bite.
This honestly
was like a thing. I don't know how this happened.
After that party, I'm just like, why do I still have to go to parties with boys who just shove cake in their mouth? Like, they literally got the cake and
picked it up
and just kept on shouting, "One bite, one bite." I'm like, Bro, I could eat cake in one bite, too. I can. I've done it before. But, I mean, I don't... Why is this so entertaining?
Who knows? Anyways,
though, yeah, so that was the party.
Now I am stocked on alcohol.
I know. We're actually drinking some of the alcohol that she got, though.
So whoever bought me the Klaus... What is it?
Klaus de Bois. I took French... 202, actually. So, fourth semester, call me a fucking French whiz. But yeah, that's how you pronounce it, I think.
Okay, yes. And it's a cab, of course. It's from California. It's 2016. What would we say? Sarah, give us a review.
You know, I like it. I don't know. I studied abroad in Italy. We both did. We like wine, honestly. It tastes like a typical cab. Yeah. And I could drink a lot of it if I needed to.
Very easy to drink.
Easy. Yes. So, also, remember, we were going to talk about
Oh, okay. Yes. Guys, if you're trying to be discreet when having a party, don't put a sign on the door that says, "It's a party. The party's here." Yeah, and then you'll have a security guard come and ask you if you're having a party. And when you shake your head no, he's going to just point to the sign and you're going to feel embarrassed.
It is. Oh, Sarah, she's the hostess with the mostess. Honestly, she was going around being a little mom, being like, oh, do you need this? Do you need this? Do you need this? And I was like, Sarah, I literally was like, girlfriend, we need to have some shots right now. Multiple shots. And then I ended up just taking shots. And then she was like, oh, Sarah. I was like, you're just trying to get me drunk now.
No, I had some, but I don't know what was wrong with me. Okay, this is just a question for everyone out there listening. Are there ever days where you feel like you get, like, drunk easier?
Yes, that's called you don't eat anything.
Okay, but, I mean, I didn't have, like, a huge meal or whatever, but I, like, was not getting drunk.
Oh, yeah. I think sometimes when you're, like, really in like mom mode, like I can be like drunk, but I can also be like mom mode. So I'm like, I can be like 5 or 6 drinks in, don't judge me, you know, but I can still function. I'm like, okay guys, like this is what's gonna happen, like I got this controlled, but like I'm not stressed out because I'm drunk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So maybe that was what was going on.
Maybe. I think so.
Probably, honestly.
I don't know. So, oh, man. What's your other piece of advice, though?
Is this, like, a real tangible, like...
Yes, real tangible. Because, you know, the people came here, as entertaining as we are, we like to give both the juicy facts and, like, the concrete.
Should I drop some wisdom?
Oh, fucking mic drop this bitch. Do it.
Okay. Let's see. I would say my advice is, what I've realized this week, surround yourself with people who remind you of how great life is. And if there's anything, like this was a really, really big week and we'll like go into it more further into the podcast. But I just realized how much support and love and just like really good people who like know how to like calm me down and like very inspirational. And I just... means so much. So if you like can put people in your life who really inspire you, it's amazing.
Beautiful. Well said. I love that. Yeah, I know, Sarah. We'll talk about it more, but Sarah had a very big week. Not only was it her birthday, but you know, it's also midterm season, which we love. It's our last midterm season though. Thank God. Yeah, but she had something very exciting happen, which we'll talk about later. But I would say for my pieces of advice, I have one funny one and then like one like actually legit one. I'll go with the legit one first because I don't know. I always like to save the funny ones for the like last. But so my real piece of advice is, oh shit, I already forgot it. Oh wait, no, I remember it. I'm sorry guys, I told you I have ADHD. It was the ADHD. Okay, so my piece of advice is stop comparing yourself to other people, because you know, comparison is the thief of joy. I cannot speak.
What?
Comparison is the thief of joy.
There we go.
Thief. I'm not eloquent. Maybe I can learn from this podcast. But anyways, I realized, honestly, for the past month and a half, or let's get real, for basically my entire life, we all low-key compare ourselves to others.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, but there's a certain extent where I think comparison can be a thing where it drives you to be better, or it can drive you to kind of just despise everything about you, which is definitely not a good thing. So,
that's very true, actually.
Yeah, so you just have to be, I think, careful to what extent you really focus on others' accomplishments in terms of, like, your own. And so that's what I would tell my younger self, is just to stop comparing myself and competing with others. I don't know, just stop competing with other people, because my life is very much my own life, and I only see kind of... the highlight reel, as they say, like on Instagram. A lot of Instagram is, and like social media in general, is people posting all of the highlights of their life rather than all of like the hard work and the tears that go into actually creating, you know, the life that they live. So I would say just stop comparing yourself. And I think we all should. And then going off now to my funny one. So I was thinking earlier this week, I don't know why. Oh, this is funny because in class, I don't pay attention, really. I'm just throwing it out there. But during class, I do think of a lot of great podcast content.
I know. You sent me an email when we were in class. It's like, this is great podcast. And I was like, I'm learning about like pensions and liabilities right now. And you're sending me this?
Yes. Guys, priorities. But I was thinking during, I think it was one of my marketing classes, but I was like, oh my gosh, freshman and sophomore year, I wore a lot of sticky boobs. And for all of the men listening to this podcast, if you don't know what sticky boobs are, I'll just give you like the little rundown. Basically what it is, it's two tan cups. The inside is very sticky. They look like chicken cutlets, honestly. I'm not kidding. And well, if you get them from Target, which
I got them from Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, see, Sarah is bougie. I'm not. They were $13 at Target. That's why I got them.
They were cheaper at Nordstrom Rack. Guys, Nordstrom Rack is the move.
Obviously, I don't know where to get my deals. Yeah. But yeah, so.
I'm a Maxinista. Wait, fuck, that's TJ Maxx.
Yeah, she's not a Maxinista. Yeah,
I'm not.
Okay, nice try, Sarah. Yeah, but I got them at Target. I'm a Targetista. I hate myself for saying Target. That. I shopped at Target.
There
yes,
we go. That
yes,
sounds
because I'm classy.
Yeah.
I shopped at Target. I got my sticky boobs from Target. The one thing that I struggle with is, so your girl over here, she isn't blessed with much up top. So therefore I felt like I need to wear sticky boobs sometimes because I was like, I wanted to,
that wouldn't make it look bigger though.
Yeah. Sometimes though, if you don't wear a bra at all, it makes it seem like you literally have nothing.
Yeah,
versus sure. Like if you wear sticky boobs, it's like, oh, she has like a little something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So freshman year and sophomore year, I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to like make it seem like I have some boobs.
Sarah, this is goes back to not comparing yourself to others.
It does. It really does. See, I need to take
but
my
you
own.
You got rid of them. So
I got rid of it. Yes, I got rid of them. See, this is like me. I'm growing as a human.
Yes.
2 years later from sophomore year, I am a grown woman.
No more chicken cutlets.
No more chicken cutlets.
Anyways, continue.
Yes. But basically, I think the reason why I would tell myself, I need to put it out there. If you wear sticky boobs, to all my female listeners, you go for it, girlfriend. Honestly, sometimes you need it. Sometimes that dress is going to.
I do sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes that dress is going to show the bra, so you need it. But don't wear sticky boobs when, number one, you're about to go into a sweaty situation. Me and Sarah went to Kaboo together, which is a music festival down here in San Diego. But I think we both wore sticky boobs.
Yeah.
And they just, slide off with your sweat. It's really cute. It's really cute. So you look like you have, like, lopsided tits. It's really great.
Sometimes you just go, like, whoop, and it's gone. And it's awful.
Yeah, a chicken cutlet flies off. What are you going to do? I don't really know. And then also, I would say don't wear your titty cups. That's what I'm going to call them. Don't wear your titty cups to a little hangout with a boy. That's all I'm going to say. Because, I mean, let's get real, guys. When you're just trying to be cute and everything, it's not ideal. Just, what do you say to the guy?
Hold up.
Let me just rip these freaking chicken cutlets off my boobs. Thank
Very
you.
Attractive.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so funny because yesterday when I was at Sarah's party, so I was telling one of our guy friends about a piece of advice I would give to my younger self. And I said that I would not wear sticky boobs. And he was like, oh, well, you probably only wore it like once or twice when you were like hanging out with a guy. And I was like, yeah, no, try 1 or 2 years. I don't know how no one called me out for that. But, you know.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn, sister friend.
They didn't have any to give this
advice. I know. I just needed my future self in that moment. But you know what? I'm here. I'm alive. I'm thriving.
So.
And now I'm telling my younger self that.
So, guys.
don't wear chicken cutlets. That's all I got to say. But anyway, so as we kind of mentioned beforehand, Sarah had a very, very big week. Tell us about what that was, Sarah.
So this week was my birthday, 3 midterms, and I also chose like basically the future for my like the rest for next 5 years. So going off of that, I picked the ship that I'm going to be on when I commission and serve as a naval officer. But most people probably don't really understand what that means because it's really confusing and, like, also, like, how would you?
Yeah, honestly, I've known Sarah since day one of college, and I still don't understand half the stuff that she does.
It's just, like, a whole, like, I don't even know. It's, like, another world. How it works is you're ranked nationally, and what goes into that is, like, your GPA, your fitness scores, your leadership, blah, blah, blah. And
Sarah did great, by the way. She's very smart, as we talked about in the first podcast.
Yeah, because we're in the honors program.
Because we're little nerds, low-key at heart. Yeah, no, she's very smart, very athletic. She did great.
Oh, thanks.
You got
Sarah.
Like what, 60th?
Yeah, so there's like 300 kids picking, so 60, which I mean, it's not like,
you know what, girlfriend, don't sell like yourself short. Don't compare.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. Yeah, but you guys, it's like basically the draft, like an NFL draft. I've never watched an NFL draft, but
you know what?
For some reason, I feel like that's basically what it is.
Maybe we should start watching the NFL draft.
I think that we should do one of those fantasy football league things.
Honestly, like, I think we should.
Let's do it and see what happens. Yeah. If anyone is part of like a bracket, or is that what it's called?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, bracket, I think. Or, well, it's basketball season.
I want in. Wait, do they do one for baseball?
Who wants to do baseball, though? No offense to anyone who plays baseball. Like, it's a great sport. My brother played it. But you know what? I'm destined to marry an NFL person.
I think baseball players are cute.
I like NFL. I like the rough and ready.
Rough and ready?
Rough and ready, baby.
What are they rough and ready for?
You know.
Actually, no. I think soccer players.
I've never dated a soccer player before.
Really?
No.
They're, like, very fit. Maybe I'm just saying that because I'm a soccer player.
I don't know what to say. But that's great.
Okay, anyways, where were we going with this? Oh, yeah.
The draft.
Oh, yeah, the draft. Yeah, so you're, like, ranked, and then it's live-streamed, you guys. So they have, like, this whole big ship list, and there's places like Japan and San Diego, Norfolk, Florida, Spain, all these different spots, and then on each ship there's like probably like 2 spots, but there's a bunch of different factors that go into it, like where you want to be, when you want to, like, there's like deploy. It's just like not as easy just randomly picking a spot, and like some ships are known to have like better reputations than others or whatever.
Some have, like, I'm all about the food, and Sarah was telling me, she was like, the food isn't that great. Do they, like...
Yeah, you guys, the food is horrible.
Do they have, like, Yelp reviews on these ships before? They should.
That would be so helpful, honestly.
Like, be like, okay, 5-star food, 4-star amenities. Like, come on, give me the deals. Like,
well, amenities? No.
Do you have to share a bathroom with boys, though?
No.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because boys tend to pee on the floor.
Speaking of that, whoever peed on the floor in my bathroom last night, I will find you.
Why are boys disgusting?
Yeah, please. And also there was cake all over. You know, I just...
Cake, jello shots,
pee.
Like, come on, people. Get it together.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Actually, though.
Yeah, but anyways, this is kind of like a long tangent. But yeah, so it was like very, very stressful because so I was ranked 60th and I would, but I got to pick on the first day and, but I, there was two groups before me that went and there was four spots that I really, really wanted. And when I, after the first round, only one of the spots was left and there was still 30 people to pick before I picked. So I was super stressed and like, honestly, you guys, I have never been so nervous. I mean, like, this is like a big decision.
It's a super big, like, life changing decision, which I mean, I hate always putting kind of, I don't know, boundaries on kind of, or high expectations, I guess I should say, on things like that, because it's no decision. This is how I view it. No decision in life is like an end all be all. Like, there's always kind of little ways to get out of it. But I mean, it is regardless a really big decision that Sarah was making and seeing it secondhand.
I was
stressed out for her.
I like poor Sarah, poor my mom.
No, not poor.
Like grandma. Everyone was sending prayers, you guys.
Like, I know. I texted her the night before and I was like, I put you in my prayers. Don't worry. JC up above. He's got you covered, girlfriend.
No, literally. Because, you guys, I really think that, like, someone was pulling for me up there because I don't know how I ended up getting that spot.
Didn't you say that, like, there weren't many spots left?
Well, okay. I mean, here's the thing, you guys. Like, I'm dramatic. I'm very dramatic. There was so many spots
left.
You're not
as dramatic as me. You're fine.
So imagine us together. No, but okay. So there was a lot of spots. And I could have basically chosen, like, any ship I wanted in San Diego. But, of course, I had this idea that I want to be on this specific ship because I've heard it's got a good reputation. And, like, in my head, it was, like, an end-all, be-all decision.
Well, no. You want to be on the best of the best. Like, it's not a problem to have, like, high expectations.
No, yeah, and I think that's a good thing. But also too, like, you guys, I am someone who is just such a, I love being in control. Like, and this is something that I will very honestly admit, like, I am not good at letting go and just like trusting that everything's gonna work out. And I think that's why we like work so hard and are such planners and stuff like that is because we want to set ourselves up to be in the best position. But I think this was like a really good humbling lesson that at the end of the day, sometimes you just, things are out of your hand.
Yeah, sometimes you can't control everything and it's just life.
Yeah, it's exactly. And like, I think, you know, the career path that I've chosen, like going into the military and that kind of thing, is going to be one of those things where I am going to be thinking that thing, I'm going to, like, be going to one place and then all of a sudden it's going to change and, you know, and for me that's very hard, but I also think it's, like, a really good lesson of just, like, letting go and being comfortable and realizing that, like, wherever I end up that I'm going to work really hard and that kind of thing. Okay, this is kind of a tangent.
No, but I honestly give you props because I could never, like, I hate being told what to do. I absolutely hate it. I'm the kind of person, like, if you told me what to do, I will do the opposite just to piss you off because you told me what to do. Like, that's how I am. And Sarah, the fact that Sarah can just be constantly, like, you know, she has to follow certain rules. She has to go by, like, different, like, regulations and all this stuff. The fact that she can do that and not let it kind of just make her want to internally explode. Like, I give her props to that.
This week I was pretty close to exploding.
Okay, well, you know what? I explode at least every other week, so you're totally fine.
It's natural, you know? Like, some days you just gotta let it out.
Some days you gotta let it out. For me, I think I let it out a little bit too often. But, yeah, no, like, the fact that she can be in this kind of career path that has so many unexpecteds. Like, every career path, I would say, has, you know, its handful of unexpected turns and twists. No one really knows what the hell we're doing, but
that is especially okay, in the can military. We just like hone in on that real quick? Exactly. That like no one knows what the hell is going on. I think that is such an important thing to remember.
It was bullshit that we were fed when we were little, like, oh, you're supposed to do this and this and this, and like it's just like you'll be fine. Like, no one told us this, like, that we would always never know what we're doing.
No, and I think that, is such a good takeaway. And like, for anyone who's like listening to this and is like, oh my God, like, you're at, I don't know, we'll talk about this later, but like, you're at some decision or like place in your life, and you either think that you're supposed to be at some place, or you think that you're supposed to make some decision because that's what you're told and that kind of thing. There's no like,
there's no right handbook. Or wrong.
No. And that's the thing. And also too, I think it's important, and like, shout out to Frank Arata, my dad, for saying this, but he was like, Sarah, you're trying to make the 100% right decision when you literally don't have the information to make that decision. And I think that's so true with so many things in life, is that we think it's a yes or no. And like, it's like either we choose it and it's going to be 100% right or 100% wrong. At the end of the day, I think it's all about like, you make the decision with the best knowledge that you have, and that's where the path that you're supposed to be on, and you'll make it work. And if you put in the hard work and if you stay positive and you have the mindset and you humble yourself to like, yeah, you're going to make mistakes and it's not going to be easy. I think that's exactly the point of life.
Well, no, exactly. And that's why I love that your dad told that to you, because I mean, honestly, like, we are expected, I think we put this kind of pressure on ourselves to make like the 100% like right decision. But also, like, one of my favorite authors, she even said, she was like talking about how people stress out about making the quote unquote like right decision. And at the end of the day, there really is no one right decision. You just kind of have to go with one that really kind of speaks to you in that moment.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of have to dive in, and then, yeah, it's going to take you on a path. And if you don't like that path, then stop. Like, you don't have to, like, I guess you don't have to, like, continue down a path if you don't want to.
I really like that you said that.
Yeah. Well, because, like, yes, like, for Sarah, she does have to commit to, like, whatever, 4 or 5 years. Yeah, she's locked. She's locked in, but then after that, like, she's free to do whatever she wants. So technically, you're never fully locked in. Like, yes, sometimes you're on certain time constraints and like with school, so that's like a 4-year thing.
Yeah.
You technically, some people take longer, some people take shorter, but you're never as locked in, and it's never like a do or die situation as everyone always makes it out to be, I think.
And also, too, going off that, I think a tip, if you're ever, you know, struggling with, like, a decision, or you think, like, oh, this is the end-all be-all, it could even be, like, a situation that you're, like, currently in or something like that. Something that I realize is when you verbalize what you feel and you talk about, like, the decision that you have to make or something that's really bothering you or something that you're stressed out, when you talk to someone else and you have to rationalize it and you hear yourself saying it, there's like this crazy thing that happens where you realize that, like, wow, it's not necessarily as big as I thought it was going to be.
Or yeah, like, you have like a little epiphany.
Yeah. And you're like, oh wait, there is a way out of this, or there is like a good path, or maybe I am stressed, but like, wait, okay, but I have a support system that is going to be there, or I can like choose this, or, and it's, there's other options and that kind of thing. And I don't know, I think that is like a really important thing to realize if you're ever struggling with something like a decision or.
No, and literally going off of that, just the idea that I, especially, this is one thing I struggle with. I'm kind of one-sided when I think about the future. I'll either think about it in a very positive way or I'll think about it in a very negative way, and always kind of reminding myself, like, no, there's kind of always an in-between that I'm not ever touching on. And just always realizing that you have to understand that some things can go wrong in life. Life is not perfect. Something will always go wrong in life. But also, you always have to remember something beautiful in life can happen. And the decision that whatever that is that you're going to make, yeah, there's going to be some negatives that come with that, but then there's going to be positives. You can't always just think, oh, well, if I take that job, or if I go to that school, or if I like move to that city, like, my life will be just terrible because I won't know anyone, or I won't be comfortable and I won't be confident, blah, 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 blah. Like, you don't you aren't even realizing like all of the beautiful things that can come with that challenge that you're facing. Like, oh, maybe I meet my best friend in that city. Maybe I get that job, kind of was the stepping stone to my future career of being like a freaking billionaire. You never know.
No, you saying that reminds me of like a quote that I really, really like, actually. It's actually in The Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff.
That's a great movie.
If side you think note, differently, please just end the podcast right now because
honestly, Chad Michael Murray, he is a freaking babe, yeah, from honestly, above.
Ideal man. Especially in that movie. Oh.
Oh, honey, wow. The things. The things I would do.
Okay, but there's a quote in that movie and it says, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Preach.
And
sorry, I'm eating popcorn right now too. I hope you don't hear my crunching.
We're popcorn fiends over here, so that's if you wanted to know something else about us. Red wine and popcorn, favorite food groups
all day every day, honey.
Okay, but anyways, I kind of like recall that quote a lot when I'm like in a situation that I'm uncomfortable with, because I think it's so true. Like, how often do we like want to do something, but we're scared of like what could happen, that we in our head come up with these like scenarios and we make the decision for ourselves and we let these things that may not even happen or probably likely will not happen, but we let them dictate how we live our life.
No, that's actually so true, because I was listening to a podcast earlier today. I was cleaning. I clean yoga floors as one of my many side hustles. I'll get into that. Maybe I'll do a podcast about that. We can talk about
side hustles,
because your girl, I do many, many things, but that's besides the point. I was listening to a podcast while I was cleaning yoga floors today, and the podcast was talking about how fear is the number one reason why, I guess, dreams aren't pursued versus failure. It's not the failure that kind of gets in the way of you really pursuing your dreams or doing whatever you want to do. It's the fear. Like, because honestly, failure, worst comes to worst, you fail and then you pick yourself back up and then you do it again. But fear is the thing that like really stops you from even trying.
No, exactly. And I think that is so true, though. I mean, how often do you like hear people who say like, oh, like I wanted to do that, but like, I don't know, like I was scared of what people would think, so like I didn't do it or whatever. I mean, think about this podcast, you guys. Okay, we probably sound ridiculous and like silly and that kind of thing.
I fucking hate hearing my voice every day. Like when I'm editing this shit, I'm like, oh God, people are listening to my voice.
No,
it's not enjoyable. The fact that I have so many friends and I'm just like, wow, you guys have to listen to me talk. God bless you.
No, but like, I don't know. Yeah, like even like I was saying, like with this, it's, I don't know, it's so easy.
People will judge you. Yeah, but like, yeah, sure. The whole like, people are gonna make fun of us. I already knew that going into this.
Exactly. So, but it's like, but this is something that we really want to do. And the thing is, though, like our goal of this is just to like, if there's one person who we can like make like believe in themselves, laugh, have a good day, like if anything, you know, just like a slight helping some one person, even if it's just one person, then I think it's worth it.
Oh, definitely. Like, honestly, out of this like podcast, like what I want people to get out of is like, I feel like so much of life, like especially when people are giving like quote unquote like self-help tips and like all this shit, like they make it seem like they have it all together. Yeah. And they're like, oh, this is what you have to be. You have to be A, B, and C in order to live like a fully fulfilled life and kind of just have your shit together. You have to live a certain way. And I'm like, I'm here to say, no, that's not true. Like, no, you can still get good grades. You can still drink wine. You don't have to go out on a Friday night, but then it's totally fine if you go out on a Friday night. Like, you don't have to, like, you can go to church, but then you can also not go to church. Like, you can, like, do so many things in life and people are going to criticize you in so many different ways, but like there's no one right way to live. At the end of the day, it's just kind of being confident in who you are and knowing like your values and like what you stand strong in and just trusting that. And above all else, I would say just kind of loving other people unconditionally, like especially your friends and your family. I think that's the most important thing. That's one way I think everyone should live their life, but everything that falls underneath that, it's not important.
Well said, Sarah.
Thank
well
you.
Said.
Was that?
No, that was
you know,
really well
cause
said.
Your girl, she has ADHD, so she ain't very eloquent as
no,
I'm eating my popcorn.
I think that was good, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
As I crunch.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess so where we're going to like kind of like bring it home is that life is messy. And I think it's so easy. I don't know. I think there's like this weird place that we're in society where it's like, oh my God, no, like be who you want to be, live life. Like, yeah, like you can be, I don't know, like have a bunch of shit going on in your life and like that's fine. But then also too, we have like the extreme of like, no, like you have to be perfect and you always have to be going to like fancy restaurants and doing fun things and traveling. And, you know, so we're told these two extremes and then it's like, wait, what? Like, where do I actually
where's
fit
the balance?
In? Where's the balance? And that's the thing. And it's like, guys, like every day is not perfect. And but also too, like every day doesn't suck. And if you think that it does, then like it is going to suck.
Yeah. Like if you put your expectations of how like you think life is supposed to be, regardless of what extremes you put it at, it's life doesn't have to be as stressful as you play it out to be in your head.
No. And like also too, it's okay to like go through waves of feeling like sad or like down, but also to like realize that that is a moment and that's a feeling, but that is not going to be forever and it shouldn't be forever. And like you have to take an active step to be positive. And it's so much easier said than done. But at the end of the day, if you want to live a certain type of life, no one's going to hand that to you. Anything worth so much in life is never gonna come easy.
Exactly. So that's why like I think just realizing what you find your priorities to be, whether it can be anything, like everyone has their different set of priorities, and not listening to the boundaries that people put on you, whether it be like, oh, you should be this certain way, oh, but not too much of that, oh, you should be this way, oh, but not too much of that. That's bullshit, in my opinion. Don't listen to that.
No.
But also, just stay true to who you are, as cheesy as it sounds cheesy, but it's true.
No, but it's hard. It's so hard when you, and I mean, I even, like, if I'm being real, like, if I'm in a situation, I can catch myself kind of, you know, going more towards, like, a certain, like, oh, because, like, these people view things, like, this way. Then I'll like catch myself like being like, oh, well, like maybe I do think that way or whatever. But then I could be in an opposite situation if everyone feels that way. Like, but I know in my heart what I believe. But it is so hard when you are in that position to like stay true to those things. But I mean, at the end of the day, like that's why you need to be grounded and you need to have people who like let you be firm and share your opinions and I don't know. I think it's important to surround yourself with people who know who you are. So when you forget
exactly.
It, they will remind you.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, well said, Sarah. Amazing. Beautiful. Okay. Do we have anything else we should talk about?
Oh, I guess I never finished my story. So I got the ship I wanted.
Oh.
So, woo! I'm going to be on the USS.
Pop. Yeah, you. I don't know what it is.
Stockdale.
Oh, yeah, baby. USS Stockdale. Let's throw a Liddy party.
Yeah, you guys.
Just kidding.
They're not ready. They don't know what's coming.
They're not ready for this ginger girl who's about to take over the frickin' world.
Yeah, my future sailors. Get ready.
Aye, aye, captain.
Yeah, that's me. No, but I'll be on San Diego for the next 5 years. So
yeah, literally.
That's pretty exciting.
And I have no idea where the hell I'll be. Theoretically, this is the game plan for me. I really want this training program for marketing. It's event marketing, and it's a company that does like marketing for the Super Bowl and shit like that. And I really have always wanted to work for like sports teams and stuff.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. So theoretically, if I don't get that job, I still haven't even the application hasn't even come out yet. So I'm waiting to apply for that. But if I get that job, then I theoretically would be living in either LA, New York, or Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeehaw. We're all the Cowboys.
They're not Cowboys.
Are they Cowboys? I feel like a bunch of Cowboys live there.
No.
No?
Oh. Well,
you know, we can hope and dream. Just kidding.
Do you want a Cowboy?
No. That was such a contradiction to everything I said last podcast about how I didn't want a how I didn't want a cowboy.
Sarah, you're confusing our listeners.
Dude, I'm freaking conflicted inside. So if I'm confusing you all, just know I'm just as confused. But yeah, so theoretically, Sarah will be here. I'll be who knows where. If I don't get that training program, then I will try to be a event marketing person in Orange County because I really love Orange County. Also, side note, I think we forgot to mention this.
Yeah, wait, this is good. This is gold.
This is gold. Okay, you can judge me. I don't care.
This is strategic and smart. I think our followers will thank us. Thank you for this.
Yes. Okay, guys. So to all my ladies out there who are single and don't know where to find the men.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been wondering, like, where are they?
Where are they? Where are the good quality ones? Where are the ones who just, like, you know, I told you beforehand, I just want a guy who likes Jesus, but I also love Jose Cuervo. Jose is he's a friend of mine.
I wish Jose was my friend.
I drank a lot of Jose last night. He's a friend of mine. So I'm just trying to find that balance, you know, if you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm putting down.
I'm picking it up.
You're picking it up. That's what we need. So what's a girl to do? What's a girl to do? So where do you find the men? So I deleted Hinge, like I mentioned. But then I came up with this great idea on Tuesday.
Is Hinge ever really deleted?
No, it's not. It's really never. Not. It's always in the back of my mind.
Always.
I hate myself, but it's okay. No. I love myself too. So I deleted Hinge, I think like a week and a half ago. Tuesday comes around and I download it again because I came with this great idea. I'm like, Sarah, you gotta know where you're gonna be living these upcoming years, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing with my life. So therefore, I put my settings. I went around the world and did Hinge. I first went to Orange County. I gotta say, the men are very
review.
Hot there.
Yeah, let's give us a review.
Okay,
of Orange County
so
men. Hit me.
Basically, I'm gonna go from like hottest men to least hottest men. Hottest men.
No offense to any men who live in these places.
Yeah, no offense. I'm sure you're like there's a few in far in between.
You should have done DC.
I should have done DC.
Yeah.
I feel like they're my kind of guys.
Yeah.
No, I need a manly man. Like I said, my ideal man is to marry someone in the NFL.
Yeah, well, no, they're not good guys, though.
Eric Decker.
He's not in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, anymore, but he was. Eric Decker and Andrew East, if you can find.
They both weren't that successful in the NFL.
I'm just saying. Eric Decker went to the freaking Super Bowl, honey.
Did he play, though, that
Yeah,
much?
He did play. He did play. He did play in the Super Bowl. That's all I got to say. He's the love of my life. Look him up if you don't know who he was. He was a wide receiver for the Jets and the Broncos. Amazing. Love him.
He's very attractive.
He's so attractive. But, yeah, so I'm basically trying to find men like that. I probably won't find them on Hinge. But anyways, back to the top attractive men according to Hinge. I would say Orange County is number one in America. But really? Overall. Australia. Me and Sarah yesterday, during her party, I downloaded Hinge. Me, Sarah, and another friend were all on Hinge, and I was like, okay, gotta go. I went around the world. So I went to Australia, I went to Cape Town, South Africa, mm-hmm. I went to Nashville, I went to Charlotte, I went to New York City.
Nashville was pretty good.
Oh, Nashville's pretty good. I like them. I I think I might need to move to Nashville because
I kind of feel that too, though.
Well, no, okay. Eric Decker and Andrew East,
they're both from
they both live there now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if this is the kind of men who live in this city, like, sign me up, baby. Yeah. Sign me up.
No, I agree.
Yeah. So that was like a little tangent about Hinge too. About my men.
My friend downloaded it and she went on a date, you guys. Like, she downloaded it on Saturday.
How was it?
Went on a date on Thursday and she said that it was really, really good.
What am I doing wrong on Hinge? None of these men asked me out. Yet again, I also don't talk to any of them.
So maybe you need to talk to them first and then...
That's like so much effort that I'm not willing to give
them. I think we need to do a social experiment. Like, we need to find someone. We need to message them while we're on the podcast. And like, we can like, it can be like the podcast
That's our next podcast episode, yeah. Sarah.
Okay, no, I think we should do it. And then like, we're going to ask the people who listen, should you go on a date or not?
Exactly.
And then, so guys, it's going to be up to you.
Okay.
So tune in next week.
Tune in next week. DM us.
In LA. We'll be in LA. We're taking a podcast on the road.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes, we are. Yeah. We're going to be in LA. Hopefully we just bump into some like
Orange County guys, apparently.
Orange County. LA guys are not my thing, but you know, it's fine. Maybe
Santa Monica, maybe.
We'll be, you know, regardless, we're going to have a great girls trip. A lot of estrogen in the room. It'll be fun. A lot of vino and estrogen. We love that. You know, girl power. I'm here for it. Yeah. But anyways, that's, I think, what we have for the podcast tonight.
Yeah. I hope you're feeling that you can take on anything. You can make any decision.
Yeah. You can make any decision. Don't let people tell you that you have to live a certain way because, you know, no way is right. We all don't know what the fuck we're doing.
No. And you should honestly, at the end of the day, like, be proud, be confident, and remember that, like...
Live it up, sister friend.
Yeah. Honestly, life is short, and it's precious, and...
Life is short. Have a glass of wine.
Or two.
Or, like, just the bottle.
What? Did we say that?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, guys, but that is basically all we have. I hope you guys like this. I hope you enjoy. Please continue to like and subscribe or comment or give us feedback. We really, really appreciate it and like want to hear what you guys want us to talk about, honestly.
Exactly. And hey, if you're lucky enough, maybe we can have a guest on here.
Oh, yeah.
DM us if you want to be our guest. We have many people. We have a line of people who want to be our guests.
Yeah, but like we want someone who's really gonna, you know...
Just give us the dirty deets of their life.
Dirty deets, funny stories, good advice, like all of the above.
We're here for it. Okay. Well, with that being said, I would say have a beautiful night, my beautiful, beautiful friends. I love you all.
So much, guys.
Kisses, as I always say. Mwah. Good night. Love you. God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Hallelujah. God bless. Praise the Lord.
United States.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Signing out.